In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In our gospel reading today, we read that when Jesus heard that John had been put into prison, he departed to Galilee. And then leaving Nazareth, the place where he grew up, he came and he wound up staying in Capernaum, which is by the sea in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali. And St. Matthew tells us that this is actually a fulfillment of the prophecy from Isaiah. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region of the shadow of death, light has dawned. This great light that has now come into this region, here foretold by Isaiah centuries before, was our Lord. He came as a light into a dark world. And the whole of Jesus' life is a revealing of the mystery that had been hidden in God for ages. Last week, we celebrated Theophany, which means God being made manifest. God being made manifest. When Christ was baptized in the River Jordan by John, we saw the fullness of the Holy Trinity being shown. We hear the voice of the Father declaring that Christ was his beloved Son. We hear about the Holy Spirit descending in the form of a dove. We clearly see the Holy Trinity. Thus, Christ's baptism in the Jordan begins his public ministry. God's light is being manifested on the banks of the Jordan, and now it begins to spread. Light has dawned on those who were dwelling in darkness. St. Matthew then records Jesus' first teachings. So Jesus begins his ministry. He begins teaching. What is the first thing Jesus teaches? Well, Jesus said, the first thing he says sounds very familiar. Very similar to what that of John the Baptist said. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." This is how Jesus began his ministry. "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." When God created the world, he said, what? "Let there be light." And there was light. As Jesus began his ministry, he brought more light into the world. Christ said, "Whoever believes in me and follows me does not remain in darkness, but already has the light of life." We don't remain in darkness when we have the light of Christ. And today we're reminded that we have that light of life. And we as Christians are to be lights into the world of darkness, just as Christ brought light into the world of darkness. You know, darkness came into the world because of man's sin. Yet in the darkness, God kept the lamp of his presence burning. All throughout the Old Testament, God kept promising that one day that bond of darkness would be broken. And that the prophet Isaiah said, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you, and the nations shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising." So when Jesus came, began his ministry, took on human flesh, and then began his ministry, you know, it was right that the wise men came when he was born and said, "We've seen the light of a star. We've come to worship him." Then when Simeon, the aged prophet, saw Mary and Joseph come to the temple and present the Christ child, he declared to God, "You can take me home now. Let your servant depart in peace. For mine eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared for all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and a glory for your people Israel." So, in the beginning, there was the first light of creation. Then there was the light of the incarnation. And now we hear how the light of Jesus' ministry now shines out into the darkness of the world. So what does this mean to us? Because of our union with Christ, we are to shine light into that dark world as well. You know, probably no other word describes the Son of God so accurately as light. And He comes as a light to those who find themselves in the darkness of despair. And you know, when you're in the dark, it can be really dark. But all it takes is a little bit of light to illuminate and make things totally different. He brings the light of peace into people's lives. And we have candles that we light as we come into the church. And it's for many reasons. Partly it's a reminder that we have received light from Christ. And our own lives can be lights into this world. And one of our goals is that we will cross over that finish line into eternity with the light of our faith still shining brightly. Which is one reason we need to continue to hear the words of John the Baptist and hear these words that Jesus preached as He began His ministry. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repentance is a tool that we have to keep our light shining brightly, in spite of the darker world in which we live. I've learned in doing all the many fix-it things that the best thing when you're fixing something is make sure you have the right tool for the job. You know, if you need a wrench, make sure you got the right kind of wrench. And if you need a Phillips head, don't try and use a flathead. Things just don't work as well. You need the right tool for what's at hand. And we've been given a tool of repentance. A tool of repentance to keep our light shining bright in spite of the darker world in which we live. And by living a godly life, we are lights. We're beacons to others to repent and come in the kingdom of heaven. Now, do we stumble at times? Well, of course we do. We all do. And if we do not repent, then our light will get dim and it can go out. That's why it's so important to have a repentant heart. It keeps our spiritual battery charged up so our light does not grow dim. You know, the forces of evil, they are constantly trying to put out any lights that draw others to the kingdom of heaven. When Christ the light came into the world, Satan tried to put it out. Christ was crucified, but that light did not go out. There was a reason Christ began His public teaching with repent. There are attempts and will be attempts to put your light out. I guarantee it. And if so, use this tool of repentance to rekindle your light whenever needed. You are so important to the kingdom of God. Whatever your light life may be, your light can shine out in this dark world. Christ rose from the dead, and His light shines today, proclaiming, as Jesus said, "He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, and shall have the light of life." That's what we've got, the light of life. And God's desire is for everyone to walk in that light, everyone who will come to Him and have that light shine, and we shine so others can come to Him. So although it's true we live in a world that is in fact ruled more by darkness than by light, a world where sin abounds more than godliness, it's also true that Christ came into this dark world to bring light. And we can bring that same light into this darkened world, and by that light, draw others to the kingdom of heaven. So as we begin our new year together, let's commit ourselves to keep our own light shining brightly, to use that tool of repentance as often as we need it, so that that light will always shine out as a beacon to lead others to the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.